USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. Yates telling Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham she would not have signed off on spying on Carter Page if she knew what she knows now.
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say.
White House advisor Larry Kudlow says the United States economy wouldn't be able to take the enormous human cost of another hard coronavirus lockdown. Kudlow saying schools and businesses can safely reopen by strictly following coronavirus guidelines like distancing and masking and hygiene. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will no longer travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to accept the Democratic presidential nomination later this month because of concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Biden will address the nation from his home state of Delaware. Some disappointing news regarding the Indy 500, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Indianapolis 500 will be held this year, but fans will not be able to attend. That decision, just announced, was a reversal from Roger Penske, who had previously said he wouldn't hold the race without fans. And the president and CEO of Penske Entertainment Corporation, Mark Miles, says they tried to do everything they could to avoid this resolution.
It was just the ongoing tracking of the public health situation, the hope for the last few weeks that it would improve, the day-by-day reality that it wasn't in Marion County, and finally a timeline where we just couldn't wait any longer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York City is setting up traveler registration checkpoints for visitors from certain states to enforce quarantine orders. That's according to the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. This says the number of confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States is over 160,000. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News, we need to continue to take coronavirus very seriously.
Well, this is definitely concerning. We have to remember that this is an opportunistic infection, and it will jump from person to person when we allow it to do so. If you recall last month, we learned that this virus is actually up to 10 times more infectious and more contagious than we originally thought due to a tiny mutation. And so we're seeing it not just in big cities, but now in rural areas in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Louisiana, where there's limited ICU or no ICU. And that can be dangerous and life-threatening for some people. So I think it's really, really important. It's critical to understand that this virus can affect anyone at any age. We just saw our very first double lung transplant in a young, healthy 28-year-old. She was just discharged from the hospital in Chicago, and she had no underlying conditions. Fortunately, she's doing okay, but there's other people waiting for lung because of the irreversible damage from this disease.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.